Welcome.
Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
What's poppin', people? Here's another episode, episode 2 of the Late Nights podcast with Sexy and Savage. With me, your host, Gas Station P, and my co-host, Miss Tina.
Hey guys, what's poppin'?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I am great. We're on a 2-week hiatus.
Wow.
We missed the week.
That's 1 week.
And then this show ain't coming out till Friday, so that's 2 weeks.
It's cool. That's one episode we missed. Whatever. We good.
How was your week, though?
It was crazy. I've been sick. Aww. Yeah. But other than that, it's been cool. My son's birthday party. Everything was great.
It's Leo season.
Yep. I'm up next.
No, not you next.
Who?
Me next.
No.
Yes.
When you?
And then you.
When you was?
Next Monday.
On the 2nd?
On the 3rd.
3rd, okay.
And then you.
I got the weekend, though.
Yeah, Monday. What can I do on Mondays?
Not a damn thing. But sitting down.
That's not funny.
Yeah. I can't do shit either. It's a fucking virus out here. We just gotta live.
I'm gonna cook for my birthday, though.
What you gonna make?
I don't know. It's gonna be something nice.
You gonna cook a big dinner?
I am, because I'm gonna... My baby's birthday's on the 2nd, so her and her friends are gonna have a crab boil, and then I'm gonna do an infused dinner. So, the full dinner is gonna be infused with Blue Dream.
Okay.
You guys are all welcome.
Too bad I can't eat it.
No.
I'm sick.
I should make you healthy.
What?
I can make some salmon that's healthy. I can make you some asparagus that's healthy.
I can't eat it with weed, though.
Yes, you can. Why can't you?
I don't know. I'm just scared. I'm scared.
Weed is a herbal plant that'll make you feel better.
That is true. Because I smoked a little bit earlier and our stomach was all right.
See?
Hey.
Fruit of the earth.
Well, let's get to the sex.
All right. So, I was on a flight this week. And I met, like, the most coolest young lady waiting at the airport. I forget her name, but she has an OnlyFans page.
Mm-hmm.
And,
She from Chicago?
She's from the north side. Shout out to the girl who caught the flight with me Thursday night at 6:30.
Did you tell her about this?
I did tell her about the podcast. So, I can't remember her name, but I will say this. Shorty is checking a bag. She makes $11,000 per month showing her goddamn feet. Like,
you said you was gonna do this.
Like, feet in water, feet in sand, feet in ketchup. Like, just feet. And mind you, she's like, I'm always been self-conscious ever since I became a chunky girl. But she was a little bit bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
But she showed me the dollarage.
Y'all women gotta realize, men don't give a fuck how you look.
Like, her money, though?
They gonna buy it.
What? And then she was breaking it down. She was like, oh, but this is nothing. She's like, this is just the cash value. But the gifts I get on a regular?
Yeah, she took care of.
What? And she was on her way to do a dominatrix joint to some man who had gave her $6,000. And she had bought a $50 Spirit flight to get down there to the man.
That's crazy, man. Niggas, y'all need to stop. Like, come on,
don't
man.
Stop, because if I get an OnlyFans for feet...
No, I don't mind that. I don't mind you hustling off that.
But she's a dominatrix.
Fuck that. I'm not paying $6,000 for you to come beat me. That's retarded.
She's a dominatrix, though. So that's a job in itself.
No, it's not.
Do you like to be controlled?
It don't matter. I'm not getting paid for it. If that's the case, every person I fuck needs to pay me.
What?
If that's the case, I might as well make it a job.
Well, it's not a job if you're giving it away for free.
I'm just saying, I might as well. Fuck all that. You don't pay $6,000 too much to beat on a person.
That's what they into. That's what they want to do. They want to get paid to do it.
Niggas need to stop. That's crazy.
You need to stop because you're hating.
I ain't hating. That's just, I can't spend $6,000 to get beat. Come on, man.
Somebody else can.
That shit crazy. And she probably was there for like an hour.
She had a weekend experience, I guess. He wants a GFE. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Girlfriend experience.
Oh, so she's an escort.
No, she's not an escort.
So if you wanted to act like a girlfriend, you'd be an escort for him.
Like, it's the full weekend experience. So she's there beating on him, like walking him like a puppy, stepping on his back with heels. Like, she's in it really, really, really deep.
Well, I guess.
Would you let somebody do that to you?
What? Do all what you just said? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not walking like no dog. I would like to be dominated, but to an extent. I'm not walking.
Tim, what you laughing for? You want to be walking like a puppy?
No. No, I'm not walking like no puppy. That doesn't turn me on.
I've seen some weird stuff. I've seen a girl who thought she likes to be pet like a cat.
Uh-huh.
And like that's, she does fetish work. She was like sitting on a thing like licking herself and like a pet like a cat.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Certain shit is just no.
So let me see your phone. I want to get to the nitty gritty. So this episode, the meat and potatoes of it is going to get down to the young ladies. I was perusing on Facebook, and I came across a post. I need your phone.
Oh.
I came across this post, and it was saying, if you're not dating multiple men, you're missing out. So, I got to thinking, like, multiple men, but most men say if you date multiple men, you a hoe. So, I'm like, let me just dig into this. So basically, it's saying like you want marriage, you just want to automatically meet the perfect guy, go on a few dates, and end up in a perfect relationship until he proposes and y'all get married, which is not the case 92% of the time. I'll give the other 8%, some people find great men and they fall in love and it's happily ever after, but the majority of us young ladies, we don't get that fairy tale experience. So the post continues to say, it just says the issue is, you know, obviously that's not what usually happens. You usually find a guy, you kick it for a while, and then you ask the dreaded question. What's the dreaded question that men hate the most when you're just kicking it with somebody?
I don't know.
Where is this going? How do you answer that? Joe, what are we doing?
Just go with the flow.
But she don't want that.
Like, just go with the flow.
She wants a definite answer. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Stop. My thing is, stop looking for answers.
Okay.
And just go with the flow. You're not going to get a man that wants you until he wants to feel that you're the person.
So we just going to be fucking?
If you don't want that, then move on. If that's simple as shit. People don't want to be simple.
Ladies, this is what I'm talking about.
No, it's not. It's the truth.
So then it continues to say, and then you say, where is this going? Or what are we? He makes you his girlfriend. You're in a relationship for a couple of years. Then boom, y'all break up. This is true, cutie. Nobody wants to waste their time. Which is comes to the next point she says. She said, y'all break up. And then you realize you just wasted a lot of time you could never get back.
But guess what?
What?
It's life.
But who wants Move to waste on. Their time with one person? You,
that don't mean. Listen, every shit goes. Look what happened to Will and Jada.
They still.
They was okay, but what if they got a divorce?
We're not. This is not about.
But I'm just saying. Just think about it. You separate from somebody because y'all break up because of whatever the case is. It's life. You can, that probably person wasn't the right person for you.
Well, I feel
you move
like
on
this.
And find somebody else. You don't sit here and I'm wasting my whole life with you. No, motherfucker, you just made a mistake.
So whoever wrote this post, this is what she said. She said, smart women create options for themselves and do the choosing, which I never really looked at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, smart women make men earn their exclusivity instead of giving it to them just because they're liked. So what I'll say is, I know I'm guilty of this. Al, even if you ask somebody what they want from the top, they're not always 100% honest with you. So that's a flop. So I feel like sometimes we meet a guy, we fall head in love over heels very quickly, and we're like, damn, I could see my life with him. Okay, Emily.
That's your mistake right there.
Listen, I did say it was a mistake because I can fall into that category because I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Where I see a guy and then I build our whole future together, like our future children, where we're getting married, all that. Like, oh my God, I'm rocking with him. But then I've never really tapped. I'm just enjoying the moment, right? But sometimes the moment can last years and then finally you're like, damn, what the fuck is going on? And he like, oh, we cool. I rock
Hold
with
on.
You.
First of all, like I said, you fucked up right there. You fucked a nigga for years, and then all of a sudden you say, where are we at?
But sometimes you can fuck a nigga for 6 months, and you say, where are we at?
I'll take the 6 months over some years.
But
you fucked that up. That was your fault.
And honestly, that situation, I was okay with it, but because that was you know, we was here, we had an understanding. Mm-hmm. So this young lady continues to say, one, the reason why you date multiple men at a time is because it prevents an overinvestment. Mm-hmm. You're putting all your emotional eggs in one basket prematurely. It's reckless. Dating multiple men allows you to invest hope in yourself mm-hmm. instead of a man.
You know what I think, too?
What?
It takes a certain person to do these things.
It does.
Some women are very emotional. Men, too, are very emotional and they can't deal with it. Mm-hmm. Some people be like, man, I don't give a fuck. I can fuck her, or him, and be cool about it.
And I'll say this. I've been in both situations. It says it forces men to step up. They will know you have options, and if you... I don't agree
They don't
with
force
part.
A man to step up.
Yeah, I don't agree with this part. She says they'll know you have options, and if they want you, they'll either have to step up or step out. I feel like a nigga's just gonna do him regardless. He don't give a fuck. You could be fucking Joe Schmo and all of them. And then he'll still ride you out and leave you, kick you to the curb.
You gotta stop saying a nigga. Because both parties do it.
I just said that this is catered to the women right now, and I can care less.
But you gotta stop.
About what you're saying right now.
It's a part of me, too. I'm on the show.
Yeah, but I was talking to my female audience.
Go ahead.
And then it just says, like, little things, like, it creates space for you to be pursued. Just all this other stuff. And then she goes into the last part. She says, and best of all, you won't have to ask where is this going, because you'll be in control, and the men you date will have to ask you. Explore your options, sis. Quality men are definitely exploring theirs. I don't think that a man will ever ask you, what are we doing? And I think that's where this, her theology or analogy or her thesis, synopsis, whatever, it gets misconstrued, because most men aren't asking, what are we doing?
Some are. Most, like you say.
15%.
Let's not give it that.
8%.
Let's not give it no percent.
5%.
There's some niggas out there.
I don't know a man that has ever asked me, what are we doing?
Maybe the situation wasn't there. I've asked a woman, what are we doing? Like,
did you like her more than she liked you?
I want to say, no, we were both on the same page. But it was after a breakup. It was more like, okay, what the fuck are we doing now?
But y'all was freaking on each other for a while, and then then it nixed itself, and you're like, damn, what are we doing? Because y'all was still freaking from time to time.
So it's like, okay, what are we doing? And then we come up with a solution. Okay, cool.
So then at that point, you gathered an understanding.
Right.
So do you think it's okay for women to date multiple men?
Yeah. Women can do whatever they want to.
Can she fuck multiple men?
If she wants to, she can.
Dating
if she wants to, just everybody protect themselves. If she wants to, go ahead.
See, I think that's where the tricky part comes in at.
Every man is not the same. I'm different.
I am a firm believer in soul ties. And every time...
Oh, when you sleep with a person,
yes,
you get that.
Yes, they leave a piece of them in you, whether you're using a condom, you're rawing... Any of those things, a man will always leave a part of his self inside of you. Mm-hmm. And soul ties are real. Sex demons are real. All of those things to me, I feel, are very real. I feel like sex is such a one of those particular things that you have to be careful with who you give your body to, because that's why people get
take
so...
Your soul.
Now you get somebody to make them tears fall. That's a whole nother monster, but... I feel like women, we're almost like, the analogy I like to use is we're like an outlet. Mm-hmm. So we have to be inserted, something has to be inserted into us to take us to that next level sexually. Versus a man, he hangs outward and he just can plug in wherever and boom, it's there. Versus a woman, it takes more of you, you know, getting inside of her and all of those things. So I feel like dating multiple men is good, but it can also be dangerous at the same time, because I don't think... Some women are not strong enough to date multiple men and not have sex with them. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's just the reality of things. Like, I feel like sometimes women can be... we could be more like, oh, I really like him, and then we'd be more... susceptible to having sex on the first night, because a man, he take you, wine you, dine you, and then, you know, you be feeling a little hot, and be like, oh, let me just give him some, just because, versus, you know, a nigga, he could just sayonara deuces you. That's why I always drive myself when I go on dates, because I don't want to feel obligated to give nobody no type of box or no shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. we gonna meet up. All right, I'll holler at you later. And then, now, if I want to double back and be like, oh, you want me to meet you at your house, that kind of thing, right. then that's fine. Because then at that point, then it's like, I really like him, and then I'm going to pursue something. But I feel like if you drive in a car with a man, you're more inclined to, like, feel a little obligated to give him something. Do you think that's true?
No. You don't have to give him none. If you don't want to give him none, you don't give him none. He got to respect you.
How many men really respect that?
A lot. Be around the men that does that. Don't be around niggas that all they looking for is ass.
But so how do you know if you ask a guy, like, what are we doing? What if a guy just tells you everything you want to hear? That's not true, because a man could tell you everything you want to hear.
You know, like, how to read people?
I really, Twice, that's what I'm telling you, facts. I know how to read people very well, but not everybody can read men. Not everybody can read women. Not everybody can read energy. I'm an energy person. So if some shit feel a little off, I'm a sayonara to you. Deuces. Bye.
See, I can read people, and I know how a person is, how they feel.
Somebody in this situation. You know what I mean? Be like, read me.
In this situation. But yeah, I can read people and understand, like, okay, this person is for this. Or it's just, not even that, it's just, to me, off of, I can see who this person is, where this person, you know, let's say I dated four women. I've dated four women, like, all at one time.
Then how did that go? I'm listening.
It's
do you date them differently, or do you date them the same?
What you mean?
Like, is everyone,
do I take them all out?
Yeah, is everyone getting the
yeah.
same?
Yeah, type no of one's being different. It's all about them. With me.
Do consistency. They know? Or they don't know.
They may not know, but I tell them I'm dating people. But they don't know. Like, hey, Tuesday I'm gonna go out with Chandra. So I see.
See,
you.
I think that's my problem, because I want to know, like, well, what day of the week am I? Do I get 2 days? Do I get the morning? Do I get the afternoon? Like, I'm just so meticulous. I want to know where the fuck do I fit in at. Because I don't never want to be. The only thing I come second to is your mother and your kids. That's it. If it's
well, another, actually, you're coming second to the other women. Because if you asking.
No, I'm not coming second to anyone.
That's, well, if you're asking what day you fit in.
This is why I'm saying that. Because, like, I don't. I'm okay with if we ain't going steady, we just fucking around. Then I'm cool with that. But if. We're dating different or the same is a good ass question. I'm telling you, Toys, like, if we're, I don't want to feel like I'm in competition with anybody. So that's the thing. Like, this is why I'm not a team player. You know, like, I only did cheerleading in high school, but I didn't do, like, team sports, because I'm not a team player. And I feel like if a guy is dating multiple women, then at that point I become a team player, and I don't do that well.
Okay.
So it's like, I just want to know what's going on.
So, okay.
Like, just fuck me. If you want to date
If we just people, fucking.
Just fuck
and
me.
And I don't have multiple women. You're still a team player.
No, I'm our player. We're together.
We're not a team. Because we're not together.
No, but we're fucking. So it's us. We're a ussy.
See, y'all got to stop putting fucking in the thing. A team is more of building, growing, doing this.
But
this,
we are growing.
Fucking ain't a team. Porno stars ain't a team.
If we're they have their favorite person they want to freak on, and they're a good duo. They're a great team. But what I'm saying is, if I'm having sex with someone, like, in the past, my past life, I was just fucking fuck, because mm-hmm. I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? And so, don't text me good morning, don't text me good night, don't ask me how my day is, don't do none of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you free? Okay. I'm downstairs, I come up, we fuck, I leave. Boom. That's what fucking is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to ask me, what's going on? How's your day? Things of that nature. Then I feel like, oh, okay, we're doing a little something.
No,
here.
That's just out of respect.
Well, don't
I'm fucking you, so I gotta respect you.
You don't have to respect.
So you want me to be disrespectful? So when it comes to that point when I say, hey, we fuck, we
that's it. That's
ever,
all we're doing.
We fuck.
That's it.
You're not gonna ever feel. That, oh, get up and leave.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
That's not true.
It is very.
Women
true.
Don't do that.
I'm speaking for me and me alone. If you just want to have sex with me, treat it as such.
There's no woman in the world that does that.
Shit.
Ha!
That's not true.
Every if fucking woman. Just, well, the past two women I messed with never did that. All I wanted was just sex. Motherfucker want to spend a night, lay up, all this other shit. No. Fucking leave. This is what it is. And then when I tell them that, they get mad. You and your feelings. But we agreed to this.
I'm going to say this. But I don't want... Because when you tell me all these nice things, like, good morning, beautiful.
That's not nice. That's respect.
No.
I tell Tim good morning. What's up, peeps?
That's your homie. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty of it, if we're fucking, leave it just at that. We're just fucking. We're not doing anything. We don't need nothing else. Needs
then
to
you
be
might
said.
As well not fuck.
Why not?
It's no point.
Because when we walk in the door, we just freaking on each other and we leave.
You might as well just pay for somebody for to have sex with.
No, that's dumb.
I think it is.
I had a baby by somebody that we just did that. Uh-huh. Like for multiple years, I had to learn how to speak to baby daddy.
So you saying your baby daddy? Yeah. All y'all did was, hey, you come over to fuck. That's
no.
it. Oh,
what
you saying
you
something
doing?
Else? Oh, okay.
I'm out. You at home? Which house you at? Okay, I'm on my way. I'm downstairs. I come up. We fuck. I shower. I leave.
That and you had a baby bomb. So that mean you caught feelings?
No, I did not.
To have a child, you had to.
No, I, it's going to sound terrible when I say this, but I just got pregnant.
You don't believe in abortion?
It was too late.
How late?
Like 4.5 months late.
So that means you had feelings and you wanted to keep that child.
No, I didn't.
Because you know you're pregnant within 3 months.
No, that's not true. I got my period till I was 6 months pregnant each pregnancy. So my body's a little different. But when I went to go take care of the situation, God saw fit for me to feel a little movement and for him to hear it was a girl, and he walked out. But when we had my baby, he did not even know my name. Like, the nigga said, I'm here, I'm asking for Tina. I'm like, oh, that ain't even my name. My name is Phyllis. He like, what? I'm like, yeah. So then I had to be like, damn, can you at least start fucking saying hi to me? So then at that point, we had to learn each other. So you can successfully be in a sex relationship where you're just fucking, and that's it. But
you can, but the way you shot it to me was weird.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't want you to ask me questions. We're just having sex. Just make me feel good when we're together, and that's it. And then I'm going to leave, go about my way.
I can respect that.
But if I'm, like, in the place where I'm at now, I just don't want to do random sex nights. Like, hey, you know, okay, I'm going to swing by. And I fuck, and then I leave. Now I just want to build empires and, you know, like shit like that. That's the headspace that I'm in right now. And so now it's like, I don't want to do random sex. I don't want to meet you today, freak on you next week, and then I'll see you when I see you. I don't want to do that anymore. So for me, I want to build something. And I know, like, some days I do want a relationship and other days I just want to be left the fuck alone. And so I feel like...
Maybe so you don't know what you want.
No, I don't. But I know that I just don't want to fuck nobody. I want to
How do you want to know that if you don't know if
you're No, because, no. I want to be in a situation where we necessarily don't have a ceiling to it.
Mm-hmm.
That we know what we're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we know what's going on. And we having fun together. And we're working towards something. Like, I always felt like necessarily a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship isn't good for me. Like, I'll probably go from being friends to best friends with somebody and then eventually him just being my husband. Like, because that's just the situation that we've built for each other. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I know how some people go, oh, you gotta date for years, you gotta do this. But I feel like I'll end up marrying somebody that becomes my best friend.
Right.
I don't think that a relationship is probably best for me because I don't even know probably how to be a good girlfriend, but I know I could be your best friend. You know what I mean? And so, like...
But you know you could be a good wife?
I'll be an excellent wife.
But why you don't know you could be a good girlfriend?
Because I like my space.
But you're a wife now.
But then I can have my own room in our house, and then he can have his own room.
You can still have that as a girlfriend.
I don't really know.
Tina!
But I'm being honest.
Don't do no more long trips and then come to...
What? I'm just saying.
I'm lost.
How can you be lost? Well, I mean.
How you skip from girlfriend to wife? You can be a good wife, but can't be a good girlfriend. You got to be a good girlfriend in order to become a wife.
But if I'm your best friend, that's our relationship.
That don't mean I don't got to marry you then.
That's our relationship, though, because I don't like. I feel like when you call somebody your boyfriend or girlfriend, the shit just goes from sugar to shit. It's like.
No, it don't.
Crumbles the fuck apart.
It doesn't do that. You gotta stop thinking like that. It don't do that.
It does.
No, it don't. You just dealing with the wrong motherfucker.
Have you ever been in a, like, when you're single, you guys, I need another young lady on this show.
Yeah, we do.
Because I feel
we gotta get another.
like attacked.
I'm the only one that's talking.
But they're looking at me.
I was on my phone.
He on his phone.
Not looking at me funny.
Be recording.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Have you ever been, all three of you gentlemen, have you ever been in a situation where you've been single or just kicking it with somebody, there's no label on y'all shit, right? You get no action. So now you've like really been faithful to this person, right? Mm-hmm. As soon as you say y'all go together, this your girlfriend, the pussy just come out of nowhere.
Absolutely. That always happens.
That's how it goes.
And you're more prone to cheat on her when you, she's your girlfriend.
No, you're not.
Just fucking
no, you're not.
But this ain't happening to y'all, though. Niggas, the niggas come out of the mist to y'all, too.
Yeah. I'm saying, that's...
But still, you're no more prone to cheating at all. Because if you fucking with this person, you don't have to go cheat on them.
Right, if you care...
I'm chilling with you. I love this pussy. Look at these bitches hollering at me, babe, while I'm fucking with you. It shouldn't have to cheat. That's why I say you around the wrong niggas.
Why are you pointing at me?
Tim ain't say that.
I'm saying he's not saying anything.
Oh.
I mean, it depends on how bad she is.
Yes, nigga.
She looked like one of my followers on the phone. Man, look in my head.
One night now.
So you're saying that, I don't know, maybe I'll be a good girlfriend. I'm a good best friend. I'm a good
girlfriend. First.
It's so hot.
Right, here. You gotta be a girlfriend. It's not hot. It's you're drunk.
Conversation.
Got
you.
I am not drunk.
Listen,
I think a good man could pull you to be a good girlfriend.
I guess I gotta find a good man.
Yeah, give a good man a try.
Yep. Sometimes well, yeah, date out your norm.
Women like the wrong type of nigga.
I'm not dating
try to make the wrong type of nigga.
The like right type of nigga.
That's not me though.
Or you try to make the right type of nigga the wrong type of nigga.
No, I ain't never did that before.
I'm not saying you, but you know.
I know I love a gun toting drug dealer.
You probably do. You probably do.
I don't like those caliber of men anymore.
You probably did at one point in time.
I did. I love them because they're exciting.
What's exciting about that?
Everything.
Knowing you may die? That's exciting.
What did we just say? Making the wrong nigga, that nigga?
No, I feel like sometimes, I'll say this.
Exciting is going on trips and adventures with the man that's the right man that don't do all that bullshit.
Listen, I'm going
to say exciting.
When you say, when you're like a alpha female or an omega female and you try to date a regular dude that just so happens to be a beta male, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Like, period. It's boring and you don't feel fucking safe.
What you mean? Oh, but what's a beta male?
A beta male is like a, you know... A regular
dealer, like me.
Joe Schmo.
Like me.
You're not a beta.
I am a beta. You're I don't sell dope. I don't kill people.
Selling dope don't make you an alpha.
What do I work? I come home, take care of my kids, and I teach myself how to cook.
What's your definition of an alpha?
An alpha is boss-ass nigga that he don't have to sell drugs, but when he commands attention no matter where he goes to me, that's an alpha. A nigga that can get it done. Like, that's an alpha. And then the omega is the guy that's kind of like the best of both worlds. Like, he's that hood kind of...
Hood is not attention. Something. Let's no, take that know, out the box.
No, when I say hood, I mean he's got street smarts. Let me fix my words properly for your ass. He got street smarts, but he's also got book smarts. He can command attention in a room. He can boss up when he needs to. He can fucking protect me if some shit... A beta is not gonna... I gotta protect him.
How do you know that?
Because I've dated a regular, degular, schmegular-ass dude.
What if the nigga just don't like getting into arguments that's pointless?
No. I got to feel safe. Like
I'm saying you can feel safe, but if a situation come out, the nigga be like, I'm not finna do nothing because it's stupid. No. But if a nigga do something else happen, the nigga be like, boring. Okay, now it's time for me to get wild.
Like a beta is a whatever you want to do. Oh, well, no, you tell me what you want to do. Oh.
But you know why? You know why? You know why men do that? Because it's a lot of women, when you do tell them, okay, we finna go do this, they turn around. I don't want to do that. So a lot of men be like, fuck it. Go on here. What you want to do?
Sometimes I need a guy
to take control. You gotta realize that. You gotta realize it. It's a lot of fucking women. Don't let niggas take control.
I know how to let a man lead, and I'm still the boss. And that takes a lot. Like, that's the part where people don't understand. Like, I want a real man. I want a man to do this. But you also have to remember, as a woman, we're always going to be the leader. But we have to allow the man to think that he's leading.
No.
Yes. Because at the end of the day, who's the one that gets everything the fuck done? A lady. Behind what they say, behind every strong man is a stronger woman, because we got to hold him up regardless. When a nigga have a bad day, your girl is there to save the day. Period. That's the slogan for this week.
We're going to name that this episode too.
But like that's how I feel. Like, yeah, we don't necessarily want the boring ass dude that's gonna whatever you like, whatever. No. What are you texting somebody?
No, I'm just trying to take all this need and understand what you're saying. That's all.
Because you can't
put that thing on people, on men or women, because everybody deals with somebody different. Now you say you're not that woman. You like adventure. So if I came to you and say, "Hey, we gonna go here," you rolling. Now another woman will say, "I'm a beta man because I'm always saying whatever you want to do." Because every time I ask the motherfucker, they always.
But you gotta know your mate, though.
I mean, that's true too. You do have to know who you're dealing with. But you gotta realize a lot of motherfuckers kind of falling to the point where people do this so much they just deal with it and be like, "This is you." Kind of turn that man into who he is. Like before, I went out dating after I broke up with my ex. I was still like doing shit I did with her, and you know, get mad at this because of what she did, and I had to realize I need to get the fuck up out of that. Mm-hmm. If I'm gonna love this person or be with this person, whatever the case is, I need to get back to me. Certain shit like that happens when a man keep dating a woman. He keep going through this and this.
Because my last,
he gonna keep saying every motherfucker the same.
Like my last situation, I dated a guy that was just not. I've never dated anyone like this. Like, I'm a super affectionate person. I like to kiss. I like to hug. Every time I see you, I want to, you know, hug on you and stuff. Mm. He was not affectionate the fuck at all. It was terrible. Mm. Like, no affection, no kissing, no nothing. But a motherfucker, I'm like, "Man, you know, I love you." Like, what? Like, that doesn't make sense.
That's life. Then that's weird as shit, too.
But then when I quit dealing with him and then I started messing with somebody else, and then they were like super affectionate.
Showing you
it
all
was
that.
That's
a weird thing in life, because I've been through that too. Motherfucker, I used to love because she was this way, but a motherfucker that do all this, I fuck with her, but I don't fuck with her.
Tony, I'm only speaking from my. Tony said, "Are you only speaking from experience or for?" I'm not. I don't speak for all women, but I speak for myself and my experiences, and in my personal conversations with other young ladies, we've all pretty much kind of experienced things kind of like the same way. So some women may have experienced men differently, but for me and a few, like five or more of my female counterparts that I come in contact with, we've kind of had the same type of gist with men, So what about you? What's your thought process on all of this? For a man to date, so back to the question, do you date the women the same or do you date the women differently?
No, you date them the same. Whoever, you know, or however they vibe is, whatever the case is. And with me, it was more who's consistent, you truly care about me, you truly like me,
So it's a race.
I don't say that because that makes no sense. It's about consistency or showing that the care and love that you have for me is really there. I date four multiple women. Okay. One person that texts me every day, make sure I'm doing that work. Next person texts me here and there. Next person may only text me when it's time to fuck. Next person may text me here and there too. Mm-hmm. And if I'm in a point where I'm feeling like, okay, I do want to be with somebody, I'm going to go with the consistent person. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go with the ones that's texting me less and all this other shit. And then they get mad because I don't want to fuck with them no more. Well, you weren't being consistent with me. You say you want to be my woman, but how can you be my woman if you're not showing me that?
So,
if I'm showing you I want to be your man, why you can't do the same?
Okay.
That's just me, who I am.
This is getting kind of tricky here now. So it's four ladies. Mm-hmm. And A, B, C, and D.
Right.
And they're in a race, like I said.
No, it's not really. Because I'm at a point where, let me just start it back. I'm at a point where I don't want to be with nobody. I'm just out having fun.
Okay.
But I got these four women. But this one particular is making me say, damn, I kind of want to fuck with her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So the A is doing all the shit. Okay.
B, C, and D is like, yeah, y'all just this. At first, I wasn't looking for no relationship. Mm-hmm. But A came in like, damn, changed my mind.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, A is winning right now.
Right.
And so C decide she want to step it up a bit.
Oh, when A is winning and I feel like she's winning or won, they gone.
So how long is that period of progression?
It could be whenever. I don't put up time periods or nothing. It's all about what the fuck I'm seeing right now.
So, well, hell, that's not fair.
How it's not fair?
Because if ever
I'm telling you I'm dating people. I'm telling you that.
So A, B, C, and D, mm-hmm. you see them like once a week. So everybody gets the same amount of time out of you?
It don't. Just whenever time. It don't even, the same amount of time, it don't even matter.
Do you fuck them like multiple times? Like if you were A at 10 o'clock and then B comes over at 2?
No,
I wouldn't do
no shit. Do you use a transfer? No, I don't do that. Oh. I wouldn't do that.
Have you done it?
I've done it in my younger days, yeah.
You're not even that fucking old.
I'm 33.
What are you talking about?
Scotty Pillman!
So, okay, I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. So now, what if they all giving the same
energy?
Yeah, how do you deal with that?
In my thing, if I'm feeling, damn, I kind of want to settle down now. Then I just have to be real, and see who's better at this, who makes me more happy with this, or whatever the case is. Then that's it. But other than that. It's just...
So why you just don't tell everybody about each other and y'all become a quadruple?
Every woman ain't like that. You know that. Every woman ain't finna settle with, okay, I'll see you on the weekend. I'll see you here. Everyone's not a sizzle. So you gotta do it that way. It just gotta be that way.
I've been in a sizzle situation multiple
times. You gotta pick and choose.
So, for you, dating multiple people is easy. Mm-hmm. For me, dating multiple people is...
not.
Nah, because I want to be in love and by Wednesday. And
but you just said.
I know what I said. But I kind of feel like this. Like if
I say this. Main thing is, let it come.
Yeah, I just go. I'm going to go with the flow and the energy. Because sometimes the energy could be so thick. Like, damn, he's giving me all the good juju vibes and stuff. We just jam and I see fireworks when we fucking and shit. And then the next day, I can fucking hate you. Like, this nigga stupid as hell. What the fuck was I thinking? You ever have that ever happened to you?
No. Because I don't ever follow. Like, I fuck women and be like, yeah, this bitch is dumb. Let me stop fucking her.
Yeah, like.
But I never was like, oh, she's the one. And then, she's stupid.
Like, no. Like, what I'm saying is, like, you go out with a person one day. Y'all have a great time. You have good sex. And then you double back for the second time. And then you thinking like, what the fuck was I thinking?
I can say yeah. It's
like
off of their vibe, like this motherfucker's stupid. Really, yeah, it is. Like you're fucking retarded.
Well, I have an emergency 911. Bitch, got me crying. I gotta come fix your flat tires.
I had that before, and they were so into me, and I'm like,
oh, Diego, that's sad. On to the next.
I had a person that kept accusing me of having a girlfriend because I didn't want to deal with them at that time. I told her I had to be truthful. And I hate being too truthful.
I love honesty, though.
But I hate it because I'm too truthful. I told her, I said, look here, sweetie. You was here for a fuck and that was it.
Oh, my God.
I said, and then after that, I really wasn't into you. And now I'm more not into you because you keep pressuring and asking. Because she texted me, do you have someone or is someone thinking they with you? I said, where the fuck did that come from?
I said, I ain't fucked you.
Wait, but this is the thing. She was like, 'cause you don't talk to me. I said, I fucked you 5 months ago. If I haven't talked to you in 5 months,
baby,
I don't want you no goddamn
one. That little wang must be nice if a motherfucker.
First of all, I ain't little. So I'm saying little wang.
5 months.
Like, seriously,
later?
Though. Like, seriously, though.
It she was said, like SpongeBob. 5 months.
Right? I'm like, come on, sweetie. I can't do this shit.
Is somebody ringing a bell?
No, I think it was the voice.
Oh. So, dang. See? Lil Wayne got some time.
Stop saying Lil Wayne.
I got Wayne,
you
heard Bill.
Well, you got a little power behind it. People calling after 5 months. I need to find something like that. Oh, my God.
But you want loves. What do you want?
I do want them. I do want to be in love. I have so much love to give, honestly. Like, I'm...
You love somebody. But you may not have them forever.
No, I want them forever.
You may can. As a friend. That's probably your goal in life. You got to start looking at different. You at, how old are you?
Nigga, we the same fucking age.
Oh, okay. I thought you was older than me.
This looks like, oh, you're 39? At this point in the game, you but might as well just be friends.
No. I look at stuff like you have to let life come at you. If it comes to this, if it comes to a man like or a woman, you know what I'm saying? Is that it?
I have come to... I had an epiphany. Oh, this little 2-day trip I was just on. Like, I just had an epiphany. Like, I feel like, will love come my way or true love? It definitely will at some point. But at this stage of the game, I'm going to just take it for what it's worth. Like, get what you can, enjoy your time, and fucking keep it moving at the end of the day. Like, sometimes you... If I ever sat back and looked at all the different situationships I've been in, I've come into those people's lives to, like, help them find something about themselves. Like, have you ever felt that way? Like, you can deal with a person, come into their life, y'all deal with each other, and you're, like, the fixer for them, and then it dissolves. Like, they've found themselves, you help them, do all these things for themselves, y'all break up, and then they find someone to get married.
Would it bother me?
I'm saying, like, have that happen?
Oh, no, that never happened to me.
That happens to me all the time.
It do?
Like, legitly. Like, I'll be with a person, and...
The people I've been with never found a man.
Oh, you was the best thing they ever had?
I wouldn't say that, but they just... I guess they can never find another man. They might do. I don't know.
That do them like you did them?
I think. Because I just had a situation before.
Yeah, no. Some guys I've dated, once we've finished kicking it, next thing I know, I'm getting married. Oh my God.
It hurts.
One guy, I really, 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 really liked him, and it just, like, crushed me. I cried for, like, 3 days, I think.
When he got married?
Yeah, because he called me. Like, one thing about it is I've never had, like, a bad
situation. See, to me, that's sucking shit. I wouldn't do that.
Where I've, you know... ever broke bad with a nigga. I've never broke bad with a dude ever. Like, every dude that we've ever sexually crossed paths, we're still, like, really, really close.
Right.
And so they'll come like, man, I'm finna get married. I'm like, oh my God, really? And one guy I was, like, so in love with him, like, oh my God, he's, like, the greatest dude ever. And then when he called and told me he was getting married, my feelings was really hurt. Like, I was kind of sad a little bit.
I wouldn't have
did
that.
Invite me to the wedding, though. I want to turn up.
I would have just let you find out. I wouldn't have told you.
But I respect that, because if you have a good relationship with somebody,
so y'all still was cool.
Yeah, we were still.
Oh, I thought it was like, hey, yeah, you been? I got a wedding. You want to come?
You
like,
want to go?
No,
we still have a good rapport. Good relationship.
Okay. I can see that.
And sometimes, like, some guys, like, we're better off friends. Like, we just cut it off, and we became, like, the best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just feel like you just go with the flow.
Yeah. Sometimes, because it may change around. You never know. Let's say you fuck with somebody, it seems everything cool, then turn around and be like, damn, I kind of do want to be with her or be with him. Just let the shit go with the flow.
Would you be, like, in a throuple?
What, with two other, you with another man, or what are you doing?
Either way.
Probably so.
You can handle it?
Wait, like, all of us together, period?
Yeah.
I don't know. I seen it in a movie. I can't remember what movie that was. I don't know. I probably can.
Like, if your girlfriend was the one that had two boyfriends?
Right. I probably can deal with it. It's all about your feelings for that person.
I can't.
It's all about your feelings for that person.
No, I couldn't do that. Because I don't like women that much to even have to fucking be around their ass. Like...
I don't know, like, with a dude, I don't know. It'd be hard. With a female, yeah. But with another nigga.
Female, of course.
Another nigga. It ain't even the sex part. It's just...
waking up together on Thursday.
Right, it's like, damn. Wake up. What's up, Jim? You cooking breakfast? I gotta pee. You get dinner tonight. Like, it's weird. Like, I can't just... We have to be good friends in order to do some shit like that. Like, that's weird as hell.
That's almost like, would you partake in...
a threesome.
With another guy?
I think I have. Well, not that way. But it's like all right, I gotta go here, your turn, bro. Like, it was one of those.
Okay, so I'll
it was like one of those. Young, wild, and free, huh?
Have you dated somebody that's, like, too much? Like, just, well, that's too much. Too much to handle?
Nah, you know what gets me? When I first date you and you be like, can you help me with this? Oh, I gotta go to the hospital. I got these problems. Like, and I be like, ah, that's too much for me.
Oh, and she $40?
No, not just asking for money. It's just...
I've never in my life...
Your tire went flat and then... Your grandmother's tire went flat and then... I gotta go to the hospital because of this. It's like, no, I'm not saying that. It's like a bunch of shit.
Flat side fail.
A bunch of shit keep happening. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't think I want to fuck with you. And then it'd be like medical shit. Like, I'll leave you alone. You going blind? Nah. I'm
okay. Did you date a blind person?
No.
Why not?
If you go blind, then yeah, I'll be with you.
So you couldn't date anyone with any medical conditions?
I wouldn't know what to do. With a blind person, like, far as dating.
The same thing you do with a seeing eye person. Could you deal with a deaf person?
Maybe so.
What's the difference?
Could you deal with a person in a wheelchair?
I always wanted to.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a friend who fucked a girl in a wheelchair. And then I saw some B-shoulders about dude fucking a girl in a wheelchair.
Really? I want to see it.
It's the weirdest I've seen. It's the weirdest shit in the world.
Now, I do know... Some men that are in wheelchairs and they get more pussy in a little bit.
That's weird.
Like, I would think that they're paralyzed, but they joint. Now, I guess it's a mind.
I know a dude that did it. He couldn't, his dick could get hard, but he couldn't feel nothing. Oh, what was the point of you fucking in it? Like, I don't understand it. Just to see it?
But he's not doing anything. It's like she just, like, riding the horse.
But I know, and he can't feel it. So it's like, what are you, you're just sitting back there. You put in work.
Wait, do you make noise? Like, see, that's the thing I want to find out. Like,
You finna come? All right. Like, it's weird. Like, it's weird as hell.
You said you freaked somebody in a wheelchair?
No, my friend did.
Oh, have you?
Huh? Hell no.
Would you? I mean, I could imagine she's mad.
If my wife or girl got in a wheelchair, yeah. But...
Now, what if they...
Just start dating?
What if they had that thing where they use the arm crutch thingy?
No. That's weird.
But they're fine.
It's nothing sexy about it. Like, you have to be my wife or girl. I can't...
Personality gotta be phenomenal.
I can't do it. Like, I can't meet you like, damn, she fine. Body nice. But she coming in with these, like... That just threw me off.
Conversation is great, though.
Yeah, everything is wonderful. Like, she got a...
We be friends.
Listen, she got a fat ass. She got a great personality. She got a bomb-ass job. She just...
Where is she working?
She could work. She could be a CEO of a company. This nigga says...
No. I couldn't do it.
What if she runs a Fortune 500 company?
I don't care about money. I couldn't do it.
And she has a great personality?
I couldn't do it. I can't.
What if she walked with a limp? Peg leg.
Like... How bad is this peg leg?
It's the fake leg. She got a prosthetic.
A fake leg? Nope.
I seen a thick
ass. Almost did a peg leg.
You did?
You did?
I couldn't do it. That's just... Because if one day it's going to come up about, she going to be like...
Can you help me with my leg?
No, not that. She going to be like, something freaky with the leg. And I'm like, no, I'm not finna. Fuck your legs.
I was watching a TikTok earlier. That's what made me ask that. And the man had two prosthetic legs and he was doing a dance. And he went to kick one of the legs up and the leg detached.
Yeah, I can't.
And he went lean across. I was like, oh my God. But this is a true story. My friend, she just does online dating or whatever. And when she hears this, she's going to kill me for telling this. So we was all, she's like, oh, this guy, he finna come over here. His pictures, he was real. He was fine and everything. And that nigga hopped out, and he was about 2'1". He was a midget. And it's him, but he was a midget.
Would you date a midget?
I'm too tall. I don't know how you going to get
to
it. I'll
fuck a midget. Would be her man? Nah.
It's this midget that worked downtown.
It's too short.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened.
Oh, we can't say midgets. That's bad.
Little people. My knees pop a lot during the acts. And My knees will probably be bad. I have arthritis in the knees.
How are you going to take care of it?
How he going to get up there?
You can punch your little legs. But first of all, how tall is your bed? What are you finna do?
I have a high bed.
I'm just saying, is that high that this nigga can't get up there?
If he this big, I'm this tall.
I'm a step stool. This is what you wanted. You got to take care of this handicapped person. So
I can't be with no little person. I can't deal with anyone with any ailments. I laugh too much. My family is ignorant. That's my main thing. Like, I always think like
I can't date a person with a, what is it, pigmentation problem? The thing?
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo. I'm sorry for everybody who has vitiligo.
I can. He had bomb deep soup.
That's crazy, man.
That shit was fire.
Or albino, yeah. I can do an albino.
What the hell is the difference?
They're more one color than multiple colors.
They're all one color,
shit. Right. Yes. They just all one color.
But vitiligo, it depends. It's no difference.
They're different. Some people that's dark, and then your other arm is light. I don't want to do that. Your face is dark up here, then you're light at the bottom. No, that's weird. It's weird to me. Like, it's just... It's just me. It's
albino
just.
Albino is a person that has no color.
Right.
It's one solid thing, though.
And they ass be like.
Hey, I saw
some albino women are sexy to me.
I saw a thick ass one on Pornhub.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Send me the link.
Gotcha.
Some albino women are sexy to me.
I was watching this flick the other day. That bitch waves was popping. I sent it to you. Did you see it? That waves was popping. I look at all the wrong things when I'm
you
watching
do.
Porn.
Because I'm like, she told me you saw the waves. I'm like, I'm looking at the fucking waves.
I was looking at the action. I was looking at the waves. Like, damn, this bitch waves popping. I'm finna go take these braids. I'll get my hair cut. That's what I was thinking when I was watching
it.
Oh, my God. I didn't really care about it. And she had a lot of spit. That's why I sent it to you. Like, you gonna like this? But next week, if anyone out there has an OnlyFans and is willing to open up and talk about their OnlyFans page.
And it helps you get promotion.
Holla at me. And I do also want to shout out Go365 Hookahs. I got me a hookah. And that shit was fire. Fire, fire, fire.
That's what's up.
Do you smoke hookah?
I hate hookah.
Do you smoke hookah?
I used to. I haven't done it in a while.
I used to. You sound like somebody's grandpa. You do, Luca?
When it's around.
This man's sheep.
I'm sorry, do I sound boring?
He's a beta?
Right.
Tim is an omega. We did an Alpha Omega podcast with Chauvinist Pigs.
I think I tuned into that.
Me and my Reese Poo. We had fun that day, too.
Wait, which one? At your house?
I think we was at, what
you Jesse was at OC, the first
one. Oh, man. Y'all was drunk. By the time they left my house, when Chauvinist Pigs came on Sexy and Savage, they was lit. I had made some chicken. Oh, it was good. I cooked everything. It was fire.
Stop talking about food.
But they was.
Because I can't eat shit.
Because your boo-boo hurt. But, yeah. If you have an OnlyFans and you want to talk about
it. Hit us up. Give them the email.
Oh, wait, there's two of them.
Give them the new one.
I have to look at my phone.
Ah, well, hit us up on Late Nights with Sexy and Savage. Is it underscore pod? It's not underscore pod still.
Is the old one?
No, I'm talking about the new one.
I ain't got the new one.
No, I'm talking about the page name.
Oh, it's Late Nights _ Sexy and Savage.
There we go. Hit us up. You can send us a DM and let us know your time, your schedule, if you'd like to join the show. We are free on Sundays is when we record. So
if that works for you. Well, we can record any day. Right,
we can record any day. But if that works for you, hit us up, let us know.
Because we popping.
Anything else?
Follow me on Instagram at Miss Chic, MZCHIQ. Follow the podcast page, Late Nights _ Sexy and Savage. Follow Gas Station P at Gas Station P. That's it, right?
Yeah.
And as always, remember, things always get sexier late night now.
Peace out. Y'all have a good night.
Or morning.
I need to make a better outro.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC. Thank you.